Well, we'll find out after Sunday. I think, for RG and for the rest of the guys that are going to go out and play against the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday, we'll all be focused on finding a way to win each play and win the game.
When you look at this defensive front, can you just talk about how good they are and how Jim Schwartz is going to use them to try to get to you guys?
Well, you said it. I mean, this is a very good defensive front. They do a great job of just disrupting things, They do a great job of coming off the ball and getting upfield and trying to penetrate your backfield and in the run game, really try and be disruptive, take off double teams, take on double teams, should I say. And, of course, in the passing game, try and get after your quarterback. So on the road, crowd noise, they'll be fired up. We got our hands full, but our guys are up to task, up to the challenge, and we'll be ready to go on Sunday. I think physically he's in great shape. He's in a good place with regards to, being able to go out and run fast and be available to make plays for us, for four quarters. As far as the mental part, I know that he'll be prepared. Both Corey and Coach Saunders, they've done they spent a lot of time, just preparing Corey for what he's about to take on. He's no different than any other rookie. It's going to be, some excitement early in the game. He'll have to manage I don't want to call it emotions, but the anxiety of being in your first regular season NFL game. And there will be some pressure, but pressure's a privilege. And we're excited as a unit to have an opportunity to go out and compete and play together. And we hope that we can score a lot of points. Well, I think that, that's something that, of course, you consider when you're putting your strategy together, you're putting your game plan together. And it's our goal as coaches to make sure that our plan is user-friendly, but at the same time, it gives us a chance to go out and score points. There is an unknown associated with having so many young players. But even so, they're professionals, and they're professionals for a reason. So we all have a job to do, and they'll know what to do, and we expect that they'll go out and execute and do it.
You talked about Corey pressing in the preseason. Corey talked about it. RG3 talked about it. When a young guy's got, like you said, there's pressure on him, first-round pick, high expectations. How do you help him work through that?
Well, I think experience is necessary, In our past as coaches, we've all, had some young players that, that have had high expectations, should I say. And for me, it's been primarily quarterbacks, and their plate is full, at the quarterback position. But, I think the fact that Corey was pressing is not all bad. At least we didn't have to nudge him to go out and compete and want the football. Corey wants the ball, and we expect that Corey will go out and score the ball on Sundays. And so it'll be exciting for all of us to see, how explosive, to see his explosion and see Corey go out and make plays. And it's not just Corey. We have a ton of guys that, Terrell Pryor, that's really, he's played in regular season games before, but now he's a starting receiver. And so there will be some things that he'll have to troubleshoot throughout the game as well.
What about Isaiah Crowell? He said he could see himself having 1,000 yards, and then you said that wouldn't be enough.
He said that would be enough.
What do you see Crowell's role and how prepared he is for it?
Oh, he's definitely prepared. I think that, for us, ideally we want to finish the game running the football. And, you know, in my past experience, you know, when you have an opportunity to hand the ball off to a runner such as Crow early in the game as well as late in the game, like I just mentioned, you typically, you know, have a chance to wear the defensive down and have success running the football. And Crow has not only ran the ball well, he's done an outstanding job of playing without the ball in the preseason, and that's just as important as being able to run the football in the National Football League. So he'll be ready to go.
What do you expect to see from Robert? How do you expect him to do? How ready do you think he is? Kind of characterize that a little bit.
We expect Robert to go out and execute our offense, make good decisions, and score the ball and protect the football. Well, he's had to adapt to a new system, adapt to a new rhythm and timing, you know, within our passing game. And I think the one thing that's impressed me a ton about Robert is he's a tireless worker. You know, he's a gym rat. He's here all the time. He's working at it. He's studying film. He's actually bothering me quite a bit up in the coach's wing of the building, which is a good thing. And so it's important to him. In a good way, you know, just, you know, questions about the opponent, you know, ideas about how to attack different things that he's went and studied himself on film. And I think, you know, his demeanor, his approach to preparing himself for this season was recognized by his teammates, and because of that, he was voted a team captain.
What do you see from Duke Johnson, and how do you envision him kind of fitting in now that you've gotten a good look at him for about 4 months?
Well, Duke is arguably one of the best third down backs in the National Football League, and I think, you know, I can validate, you know, what I just said by the fact that he caught over 60 balls last year. And he's a guy that not only is he a good third down back, but he can play on first and second down. You know, we have two really good tailbacks. And it's our job as coaches and the guys around those guys to make sure that we give them an opportunity to do what it is that they do best, and that's carry the football. But, you know, Duke has he's shown tremendous versatility, you know, not only as a runner, but, you know, as a pass receiver out the backfield.
Would there be growing pains with Cam Irving just because he hasn't played at the center?
I hope not.
Would you? Did you see enough out of him in the preseason? There seem to be some hiccups, especially early in the preseason.
Well, we have to just understand the importance of communication pre-snap, you know, just our pre-snap communication and that overall operation. And I think that, you know, it'll be loud at the link, and they'll be into it, and the crowd noise will be intense, you know, but we've, you know, prepared our guys to go out and deal with that. And our guys understand how important it is that we just communicate and we're all on the same page before the ball is snapped. But I think Cam has grown throughout the offseason and throughout training camp, and he improved over the course of the preseason as well as really, you know, and he's been bringing the O-line group together. You know, we've developed more continuity, and he's a very talented young man. So I think that, you know, he'll go out and he'll find a way to get it done.